When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis, with Blue and Joe Grande.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue, alongside me is Joe Grande.
And you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show on the planet.
Hey, we really are, though, my bro. I mean, just ask you and I mean, we're the ones saying it. I mean, just ask us. We think it.
You already know.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast all around the world, Cannabis Talk 101. Check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com. I mean, we're the world's number one source for everything cannabis. I agree with you, Blue.
Yes.
Official like a referee with a whistle.
It certainly
is. It's going down. Look at the website. I mean, geez, all these great articles on there, all these great things. You can listen to the show. You can
You can check out Joe on stage, or is that Blue?
I hope it's Blue. I think it's you on stage, actually, because I think it the recent like ones are you on stage, because I would cast on.
Oh, yeah, it's because you lost so much weight.
I look like you now. Ready for this? As you say that, I looked at a picture of me. I thought it was Chris Franchino on my own phone, and I overlooked it. So it's so funny you say that. Make sure you guys go look at the website. Call us up anytime, 1-800-420-1980. And go check out the IG for all the good stuff at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at the number one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at Joe Grande, 52, the good number. And if you guys got to remember this. Turn your typical into something special. When it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. And the only way you're going to get that, folks, is by visiting LoranOils.com, LoranOils.com.
Yes.
Our guest today, I had the privilege, we all had the privilege, of watching this independent artist, Jack Hess, rock the Kustig 2022 stage. And when I said rocked it, I was surprised, dog. I'm not going to front.
He was up there.
Yeah, I didn't know, and I was surprised, and I liked it.
I seen him first.
Yeah. And I got hip to you there, right? And I liked it a lot. I was like, okay, this kid has a lot of flavor, a lot of good things. His new EP's out, Sweet Lies, out now. You can find his music on, of course, YouTube, Spotify, YouTube Music, Pandora, Apple Music, iHeart, and, of course, his website, jackhesstour.com, JACKHESSTOUR.com. The IG is It's Jack Hess, ITSJACKHESS. Now, he has so many tour dates you guys set for July on his website, July 8th in Massachusetts, the 9th in New York, the 13th Virginia, so many other. Check out the website once again, jackhesstour.com. Jack, you're killing it on your site, dog. I'm looking at it right now.
Let's go, Jack.
I mean, I just said the first three. I mean, you got the 21st, the 22nd, the 25th, the 27th, the 30th, the 8th, October, October 9th. Folks, when I say go look at his site and go watch him rock, you're doing your thing, dog. I'm so proud of you. The website is official. Like, look at it. You're artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, you're doing what the independent real artist needs to do. And I salute you and take my hat off to you, because this right here is doing it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I made that website myself.
And it's the information that I want to see as a fan. And I want to see this as my young artist, if I'm running the label, going, "This you're a hot commodity right now." So what got you in this, dog? How did you come around? Because you got flavor. How did it come about? You got your record label. You got an artist with you. You're doing your thing. Where does it start from you?
For sure. So back in 2016, and I mean, I guess to start, I've always had a passion for music, honestly. It's always been
tighten
something.
Tighten up a little bit right here. So,
yeah. For sure, my bad.
That's great.
Yeah, I've always had a passion for music. It's always been something that's been a part of my life. So around 2016, I hopped in the studio. I made a song. Did pretty big numbers. I promoted it all around my neighborhood, all around my county.
And where was that at?
Fairfax County.
Oh, Fairfax. So, in the Bay.
Northern Virginia. Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Fairfax. Okay.
Yeah. So right outside of D.C.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Is that where your boy's from?
Yeah. Okay. We both grew up, went to school together.
Welcome to L.A.
So, appreciate it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And before you know it, Chef Apollo is also with us today. Your boy, Chef Apollo. Welcome as well, brother.
For sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
No doubt. No doubt. So continue, please.
But yeah, I made this song, Chasing Dreams, dropped a music video, did like 50,000 the first week. And then wow. I was on like ABC 7, Fox News, and just a ton of D.C. Outlets like that. Started doing
some shows.
How
you get such a big push? Why aren't you hashtagging your dog right here, bro? Like, what's up, bro? Can I get a hashtag?
Can Blue get a song? Can I get a hear fucking, him, spit
you
know, on him.
Should I rap for you, dog? I mean, can
he was signed to Death Row. Come on, look at him.
Come on, man.
He's an OG. Yeah, let him
I
get on the line.
Listen, huh? Continue.
Yeah, exactly. Let me hear about the boat I missed.
Yeah, come on. Let me back to your story. I'm sorry.
How do you get so many downloads that quick? That's dope.
Good for you, man.
For sure. I mean, we just pushing around in the neighborhood. You feel me? Pushing around. Everyone that lived near me, you know.
It's nothing.
Really just push it out.
50,000 here, 50,000 right. there. Just you 50, know what I mean? Whatever.
We got a group of people, you feel me? I had a nice group of people around me that were supporting me that helped like push all my music out. So it was just all a blessing in disguise all at once.
It's funny for us, like, man, I look at major radio shows and it's different because, I mean, we've got a good following. We've got our niche, you know, we have our market, you know, but when you look at like even some of the biggest radio shows in the world, some of the biggest broadcasters in the world, you know, their followings aren't as big, but we have a different microphone, right? Our microphone's radio. It's podcasts. It's cannabis based. It's different. And so, you know, for an artist though, it's your age. How old are you approximately?
21.
Yeah, 21 years old. How many followers do you have right now just on Instagram?
I think I just touched a million.
Just touched a million. Let's give that a round of
applause. That's so
man.
Dope, dog.
It's just touched
go
a million.
Go ahead, Jack. Hands
just
go
touched
ahead.
A million. It ain't easy to touch a million, no matter who you are, right? What's the big number you're looking for?
Shit, honestly, we're trying to just run it to the top. There's no stop. You know?
I like that. I like for that. Sure. What's the name of the number, the single you got right now? What are you working on?
It's called Sweet Lies. It's an EP I just dropped with two songs, Break Too Hard, Always Wrong. They just did 110,000 on Spotify in a week. And then we also ran up on all the other platforms. I think it hit like 215,000 total. So, yeah. But
And is it all you on this song or who is it on the song?
I did a collab Can with another play? Rapper, The J. So
he's Lee J.
Yeah, he's another rapper from my hometown. Actually, he grew up like 20 minutes from me. So
okay.
Everyone that I work with, everyone that I've been coming up with, is all from around where I'm from.
Fantastic.
I love that. That's when you know that good local artist. I love hearing stories like that because when you hear about cats like that coming up in your age group, that's what it's about. Coming together from the same area, the same sound, the same story, the same hoods. Well, it's like we can relate.
And if it was for my first time ever hearing anything you've ever done, which I did get to see at Kush Stock as well, and you know, I was impressed. You know what
appreciate
I mean? Like I heard it and I'm like, man, it was dope. Like you did a great job.
Thank
you know,
you.
And it's there was probably other than you know the headliner, right? Because everybody knows like I think it was Soulja Boy was performed, right? So if you know or Exhibit performed though, you know there was some big acts there at that event, right? But what I look at is when you hear those performers, you're like you're just used to them crushing a song. You know what I mean? They walk out there, it's just X every time I come around. X. I mean, it's no
anthem.
It's an anthem. The song's crushed. It's easy. And then you see a lot of, you know, coming up acts that, you know, sometimes have their vocals tight. But not very many people deliver as well as you did. And I thought that was great, you know, watching you. You know, you got that record? Yeah, can we play it? I want to hear it. Let's play that record.
Let's play it real.
Let's play it. You got it?
I keep holding on to us. You broke me down, but I keep holding on to us. Don't know why I tried. It might be the way you used to tell me that I messed up again and this is all my fault. Don't know why you gotta shout me out. I think that I'm always wrong.
See you with
with your other man. I tell that pussy kid to fuck. He ain't really getting money, only flexing us your bucks. When I met you, I was blind and didn't know about what was up. Just another one on the pole. I see the money, pick it up. I tell her, vibe with the boss, vibe with the gold. Thought it was real when you waited at my show. Now my wrist, she busted down like my chauffeur. She trained to go. Goes a million of you out there every night, another clone. I'm from the east side, we call it the B side. Straight out the DMV, there ain't no peace when we slide. They know I reside under the influence. And if we talking about that money, I am fluid. Don't touch my bitch and keep your hands up off my racks. Old Guns and Roses with that guitar, call me Slash. They be stepping, let me in the game, I know they sick of fat. Cause in the town I got the crown, I ain't intend to give it back, yeah.
I keep holding on to us. You broke me down, but I keep holding on to us. Don't know why I try. It might be the way you used to tell me that I messed up again and this is all my fault. Don't know why you gotta shout me out. You think that I'm always wrong.
Jack,
hello.
Like the lyrics in there, right? First off,
dude,
when Blue told me like you were coming in, and then I remembered seeing you at Kush Duck, right? Like I was I feel like you did. Like all bullshit aside, I'm all bullshit. I'm actually this much jelly because you
He's
found
dope.
Like no, honestly,
no, I see the
I like
stage,
seeing
Talent
Dog, and I like claiming it, and he found you first,
no,
and I hated it a little bit.
Found you, you know what I'm saying?
No,
for
me,
show,
no,
though,
how
you know
about
saying?
For us? And this is only for us. I feel mad that he showed you me. I wish
I
would have showed him
you. You know what I mean?
We have claims, right? Like you're gonna be his son, but you're gonna be my uncle, my niece, my nephew. You know what I'm saying? I'm so proud.
Say some stupid shit.
But my point
is, it was amazing.
It was a fucking
record. That's a record.
No, it's seriously, it's a hit though. And not only is it a hit, you ready for why I'm saying it's a hit? The DMV is crushing it right now, folks, for those who don't know. And let me tell you why. And when I say the DMV, y'all gonna know what I'm gonna say right now because you already know you're from there. Apple, you already know what I'm going to. You already know where I'm going because you fucking live there. And I'm so hip now to DMV because I watched the show. For those who are listening, going, what is Joe talking about? There's a show on Apple that O'Shea Jackson's son is a part of, who's a head coach of a TV show that's based out of the DMV. The DMV's getting a lot of fucking national recognition right now for some talented everything.
What's the DMV?
What is the DMV, guys?
D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
There right, it is, the DMV.
Yes.
And if you don't know, it's making a lot of noise in the world, in my opinion, right?
Definitely.
Major TV shows on major platforms, on even Netflix is doing shows on the DMV. So you guys coming out right now is perfect fucking timing. Not only coming out perfect timing, but with a hit sound, dog. You got the sound.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
And what I've seen you on stage and now hearing this, I'm going to throw what I'm sure you've heard. You're the next JT. Bottom line.
Appreciate it.
I mean, you know what I mean? And not Bieber. You're the next JT. Bieber's dope, too. Don't get it twisted. But, you know what I mean? JT is... I seen you on stage rocking,
dance. Crazy JT.
I mean, you know what I mean? Just call it what you are. You see?
Appreciate that.
He got something different, I'm sure.
But maybe something. But no, either way, it's not a diss?
No. cut it out.
You know what I mean?
So look, man, I really, you know, like I said, when I see the music and I've heard the music, and then, like I said, you've got a million...
on Instagram, right? What about Facebook, YouTube, all that trending as well?
For sure, yeah. I have a ton of views on YouTube, ton of views on Spotify, hella streams.
Yeah.
Just hit 1.1 million on another song.
And not even a hashtag, a plug, or
well,
nothing.
How about this? Hey, Uncle Blue, how about the remix, and then you could have Cannabis Talk 101 in that. You know what I'm saying? So we could play it in here. Start singing. Cannabis, when you start doing
Can we get a plug? I'm trying to get a senseless plug. No.
Listen, can I get a shout out on the song?
You know what I like, though, is forget all that. You know what I mean? What I really like, though, dog, is seeing the way that you did that on stage. Because, again, before... I had never even, heard of you, to be honest with you. And I'm involved in Kushstock. I'm involved in a lot of festivals and events throughout the world. You know, I'm blessed to do it for a lot of years. And so when we start to hear artists and we see people, and we move around in stages, we move around at backstages all my life. Like, that's my world.
Literally.
You know what I mean? We've got
We've been doing
trees.
Parties when we were kids. It's just part of the thing.
When we were your age, we were doing the same thing. How about that? What I mean? And we're still doing it now. And so I recognize talent when I see it out there, and I'm like, oh, this kid's on one. And I was sitting on our tour bus. I don't know if you've seen our tour bus out, but we were sitting there in the tour bus, and I had like a bird's eye view of all the artists, and I was watching artists, and I was like, oh, boo boo, and I was just being funny.
It's
like
horrible
I was
that we do
in
that.
My head
just
though.
Judgmental.
It was in my head. It wasn't even to the. I wasn't saying that out loud. I wasn't dissing anybody in anybody's moment. I was in my head going, gosh, they're up there and they're not nailing it, And then all of a sudden I heard your records, and as I'm looking over at you, and I'm like, oh, this kid's in the pocket.
Rocking the crowd,
he's
moving to the crowd, like getting them going. And I'm like, me too, going, who is this kid? I swear to God, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who you were either, but I looked up going, who is this kid giving the energy, performing, acting like a performer?
Yeah,
art has been missing.
We went right on the stage. We were like, free gas, everyone. We had a company called Truffles come out. They gave me like a ton of free gas. We were just throwing weed. I bought like a huge like Roz, like inflatable Jay. We threw that off to the crowd. Someone grabbed that,
Yeah.
Just getting people interacted, getting people happy, celebrated, just in the moment, feeling good,
Let's talk about that when we come back. Yeah. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Y'all know what time it is in here, right?
It's dime time!
That's right, folks. Dime time. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Check out the website, dimeindustries.com, or on Instagram, dime.industries. And I got to tell you, Mike and everybody at Dime Industries, thank you guys.
Love them.
I literally... Oh, I didn't... I feel like an asshole right now, what I'm about to tell you. Right. I'm about to tell you what I got, and I didn't get... He didn't give me a pair for you, but I got to get you a pair now.
Oh, because
I just rocked him this weekend.
He gave me a pair of dime trunks to wear at the beach.
Nice.
And I wore them.
Like swim trunks?
Yo, they're so cool. I rocked dime swim trunks at the beach.
Really?
Yeah, at my sense whatever thing, and it was at the beach.
And where's mine?
That's what I'm saying. I don't got a pair, but I, you know what? I got you. I'll give you a pair. He's going to give them to you.
You're going to give me a pair?
I got two pair. I got a green and a black one.
He gave me a pair.
He said, Joe, these are for you.
He said, hook these up.
How about this? No. I don't know if mine will fit you now. I don't know.
He said, hook up for you and Blue.
He said, no, these are for you, Joe. I don't know if these will fit Blue.
I think he
I feel bad for saying. Either way, I'm going to hook you up with one of mine, bro. I'll ask him. Either way,
you guys. I can bet that he got me a pair.
Dime.com, of course. I love Dime. Who I really love is JackHessTour.com, because those tour dates are something to see. I want to get back to your story, Jack.
Yeah, man.
Because the music, we're flabbergasted over it. I mean, literally. I can sit here and stroke you so much, and I'm so impressed, and I'm so happy that Blue and you're here with us today. I can't wait to hear Chef Apollo's music as you are now starting this Hass record. But go into more detail of you and being discovered, because you don't just get a million fucking followers by singing
sometimes,
in the DMV.
Sometimes, for sure. Yeah, so I guess from where I was talking, so from there, I kind of just sat back, looked at everything as a whole. I was doing a lot of shows and stuff. I started hiring people for my team, I guess you could say. And I did a lot of stuff independently. So I just found a PR agent, stuff like that. I booked a lot of shows. I did a show actually for it was a show in Miami. And it was with Austin Mahone and Jack and Jack. And it was with the iHeart radio station down there. And then I ended up linking with Elvis Duran.
Big morning show guy. Yeah. He's one of the bigger morning show guys in the country.
Yeah, for sure. So I was on his show like two weeks after that. And then like...
That's major. That's national. Yeah. Elvis Duran goes national. Yeah.
For sure, yeah. So like I established a really good like connection with Elvis Duran too. Everyone at his studio loves me.
Shout out to Elvis Duran. Cool.
Yeah, shout out to Elvis Duran for real. And then he had me on a few times, like played my music for a while, honestly. So that helped me a ton. I'm pretty sure it was like on a ton of stations too, not just New York. Like he has nationally syndicated stations.
He's all over, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
He's one of the bigger iHeart kids. Him, Ryan Seacrest, Big Boy, like those are the three big ones.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Ryan Big and him. Yeah, Cannabis Talk. Of course.
We're like
those
number
three.
Six. Oh,
yeah.
We're like number six.
Hey, shout out to
number
cannabis.
One
cannabis.
We're still in the, well, in
we're
cannabis,
the number one cannabis. And we're the first one to partner with iHeart with cannabis.
That is true.
That's what's up. That's fire.
And I can't even get a fucking hashtag or a plug.
Hey,
but shout out to Cannabis Talk.
Cannabis Talk 101. You heard him. So Elvis Duran gave you that plug, which is a big plug.
Yeah, for sure.
That helps you out big. I'm sure you've seen a lot of followers come from after that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was in Def Jam's office the next morning, for sure, right up in Universal, doing a ton of more interviews and stuff.
Did you sign to one of the majors?
Nah, honestly.
Anything in the works?
Nah, I mean, honestly, everything so far, I've just been kind of laying low. I built a team, like Chef Apollo. He actually helps me do a lot of business and stuff. And I also have like a team of, probably like 9 people so far, 9-10. Who's actually like in the business right now. We got a lot of people who are just helping out and stuff. But I built everything from the ground up. It's called Hess Records, hessrecords.com. It's another website we got. You can check out everything, our team, all that music, some of our artists that we have. So like, you know, we're just kind of growing a community and having everything, you know, back up also my career too. But at the same time, I'm giving back, helping other people too, giving more opportunities. So for sure.
What about your boy over here, man, Apollo?
Yeah, he's my chef, honestly, to be honest.
I'm a chef, yeah.
He does all the cooking, too.
Yeah.
You see, we got a nice little kitchen over here.
Yeah, I definitely want to come back and, you know, cook it up.
Bless the house. We're going to let you.
We go to the grocery store real quick, actually. If you want, we got
to poop for that. We'll see. If he gives us a hashtag or a plug, we'll definitely. But if not, you can't come back, Jack.
That was a good one. You can't come back, Jack. No pun intended.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jack, and it's crazy, dog, because, like, who inspired you at your young age from the DMV? Is it local artists? Is it the national big artist, because your flow and your vibe, I feel the localness of the DMV, right? Like you have that urban sound.
Yeah.
That's why I compare you more towards what I'm comparing you to, but your look is that. So what was your inspiration?
For sure. My inspiration is honestly just, I don't know, pop music as a whole. I just listen to a lot of like top 40 music, pop music, hip hop music. a lot of like new hip hop music that has pop combined into it.
I'm gonna have to give him one of my old records. You know what I'm saying? I feel that. I gotta sit with him when it's. I mean,
you gotta change it. He's gotta tweak your
shit.
No,
you know? I'll let him hear it the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm just saying, but he can flip it. Yeah,
you let him flip it. Oh yeah. I don't need to try and flip it. You know what I mean? But I could let you hear some of the ones I got.
I thought he had some really cool shit. Yeah,
he's talking about me.
Jack, if you want to sign an artist that was signed to Death Row.
We were talking about you a minute ago.
I'm trying to plug my boy right here, Jack.
You make music too?
I'm trying to steal my son.
You know what I mean? You make music?
Oh, I got records.
Christopher Wright.
I got to hear what?
You never heard of ChristopherWright.com?
Oh, that's...
I fucking
heard about that one.
I'm just using your belly button name. Fuck, I should have used ImperialStars.com.
But actually, that's a writer, though. When you say that, ChristopherWright.com is a writer.
Oh, and he is a writer, too.
I'm upset that he's got my name. So I got records, too, though. And they're very much like in that pop oriented field, but I produced them 10 years ago. But every time I let them hear, like, we'll sit in here with, you know, people hanging out and stuff, and people will start bumping and be like, damn, that's just pop.
I vibe every time.
It's got a good
vibe. When we drive to Vegas, I love this.
I want
to
hear
it. Oh, yeah, no, you got it.
So I loved it. And what I was telling, actually, I was telling the team, I was like, look, and this, you know, this is just, you know, another senseless plug, but, you know, I was like, look, I give it to my kids and let them re-rock it. You know what I mean? Because I think the songs are still have a lot of relevancy, but if they were just a little twisted up and gave a little bit more of a younger flavor vibe to it, maybe change out a few of the
I actually wish I could bash it right now, but I really believe it too. I really believe it's there still.
I think you could almost rock it live just anyway. You know,
no,
right
I think
now.
It's still rockable. You know, I've been in the radio since 92. Like, I've been listening to music on air, radio.
I've been,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's real talk right here. And when I hear his stuff, everything you just described is exactly what it needs, and it still be a hit.
Yeah, just someone like younger that. Coming out and just rocking.
I really
it, you know
think
what I'm
that.
Saying? If you rock so, that shit, you might have.
That being said, it's a side project that we can work on. Yeah, and going back to you, Jack, all these tour dates, your team, for what it's worth, dog, I just want to say, because you're a young art, you're hustling. Keep holding up, because you can do it on your own. You're doing it, dude. Don't these artists, if they have not the artists, the big labels.
Don't say that.
Well, I'm just saying, keep going until you can.
Take everything in, bro. If something comes in, look at it. If it's the right deal, jump. You know what I'm saying? If it's not, then jump. You know what I'm saying? Because
that is true.
Because
the opportunity is going to be there for you.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't come more than once. And I'll give you an example.
Please do share your story.
You know, because it's super important to me. You know, I in 2010 I did a publicity stunt. I shut down the 101 freeway. I'll show you the plaque in the next room.
Well, just to give you an idea of this publicity stunt, not to cut you off, it was such a big publicity stunt. It was right in between, in 2010, Barack Obama's iTunes playlist and Katy Perry's stunt on The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
So this is where he was sandwiched in between, just to give you an idea how big of a fucking stunt it was in 2010.
Right. So I shut down the 101 freeway in the middle of rush hour traffic, right? So as I shut down the freeway, you know, when I'm literally in there going, okay, you know, I'm on top of this thing. I go to jail.
Helicopters. Boom.
Yes. Look at become 63 most Googled in the world, whatever. YouTube's thinking that it's spam. This is prior to, you know, the numbers that we're hitting right now, right? Then the YouTube thinks it's spam, and then they cut down my account.
But the Grammys recognize it, so that's
the
great.
Grammys picked it up, right? So long story short is that, you know, while going through this process,
there was a lot of hype on him at the time. Huh? And he had a good deal. You're going to the deal.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah,
so a
yeah.
Lot of hype.
So there's a lot of hype on me at the time. And I get, a week later, I get a call from Universal Records. And Universal Records goes, you know, hey, we want to offer you a joint venture 50-50 deal. We want to put you on a tour immediately. In 2 weeks, we'll have you on the road. We've already listened to your music. We've got, you know, everything ready to rock, right? So I'm like, okay, cool, you know, and they're like, we got 2 weeks, so, you know. So I'm like, okay, fuck, it sounds a little quick, but, you know, take that back to all my friends, and I listen to all my peers at the moment, and they're like, well, look, if they offered you 50-50 joint venture, they'll offer you more. This is the first offer. Don't be a sucker, you know. And I'm like, so I go to my attorney. I said, what do you think? You know, it's like, this is a 50-50 joint venture deal. You know, they're not offering really any money, but they're telling me we'll start making money on the next 3 weeks because we'll be on tour in 2 weeks. And on the third week, I'll start making dough. The shit will start bubbling, blah, blah, blah. And long story short is my attorney goes, well, I think if it's the first thing they offered after doing that big publicity stunt, you should ask for more money too. And everybody had this opinion. And in my heart, I was happy to jump on that machine because I knew how hard it was to even get to that machine, you know, just to get that machine to look at me and go,
An option?
You know, why you as an option? is a big fucking deal.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people miss that fucking deal because they're so focused on trying to be like the shit, like I'm too good. Be very careful about that part because when they offered me that deal, I counteroffered with a 60-40 deal or 70-30, I forgot what it was, plus money. And long story short, said, no, thank you, we'll pass. And as they said, no, thank you, we'll pass, I'm like, cool, that's cool, let me think about this. And then I try to regroup, sit back, get back on the horn with them, go, hey, look, you know, I've thought about it, I really want to accept your offer. No, thank you, we'll pass. And I'm going, wait a minute, like, you know, for real, like, it's okay. I really want to take this deal. And they're like, no, thank you, we've passed. We've moved with somebody else. They'll be on tour in another week, and we appreciate everything.
Oh.
So that one, and I didn't get a fucking another deal for 10 years. And that was with iHeart. And when that new deal came, you know, it's a true story, bro. And that deal came, I told Joe, I said, listen, Joe, I said, I want you to know something. Excuse me. True shit. It was him and Mark and Craig Wasserman from the Pop Brothers of Law. They offered us a 50-50 joint venture deal. No upfront cash, but 2,000 sales reps. X, Y, and Z commercials. I think it's 7 million whatever. Commercials a year. Whatever the freaking number is. 3 million commercials a year. And I'm thinking, there's the fucking deal again. Right? 10 years later. And I'm having the conversation with them. And they're like, no, we should ask for, you know, try and get this. We should ask for that. And I'm like, dude, don't fuck this deal up. Like, if you, and I said, no, right? And this, keep
my. He really said, if this fucks up, I'm punching each of you in the mouth, is what you
said. I literally
said,
hey, if any of
that's
you guys,
to quote him exactly, that's
I
exactly
swear to God,
quote.
I said, if you guys fuck up this deal, I'm gonna punch you right in the fucking mouth. I just want you to know that. Like, you
I've already been through this
like,
before.
I'm not playing with you. I swear to God, I'm gonna punch you in the mouth. And it's unfortunate that I had to even feel that way, but I was had that deal again in my heart, and this is my company, you know what I mean? So you have to have that. You know, Spidey-like sense to know if it's the right one for you. And who knows where I'd be if I did sign that deal. I'm happy with where I'm at.
It is crazy to think. Who knows where it goes? It's just a story. There's no real moral to the story, but it's a story.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't let no one hype it. Don't let those big guys take you. Fuck, man. Some of those big guys are the biggest mentors of the world. You know what I mean? And so I look at
and they
that.
Got a record rep that goes into the station every Tuesday or Thursday that's talking about your record. So it's like, you know.
Let's go.
It's hard not to say, oh, do I sign with the bigger deal or not? I want to get into cannabis, too, though, because I seen you smoking on stage. I want to get into the love of cannabis and everything else that you've done with this. Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back with independent artist Jack Hess. His new LP, of course, Sweet Lies. You heard it right here on Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. If you're looking to grow something, you guys, you got to use Advanced Nutrients because they got a complete growing system for cannabis that optimizes all phases and cycles to bring your crops to their true genetic potential. Discover more at advancednutrients.com. They have so many great things. Look at them. Look at that. They get the shirt going and everything when you're Advanced Nutrients. They get the party started right. I got to give a big shout out to all of our staff, you guys, that make everything happen. It's just going to start off with Jessica. Jessica, I forgot you last time. I didn't forget you this time. Thank you so much. Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Christian A, Christian S, Danny P, Funk, Connor, Kimberly, Selena, Sager. Sammy, Brianna, Cash, Cam, Salar, Nadia, Ali, Pitt, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis. It takes a team, and you guys are a great team. And Jack, as I think a team, I can't imagine the team that you put together over there to get this Jack Hess Tour going. JackHessTour.com is the site to see all his dates that are coming up. I mean, I'm only sure you're smoking at every one of them because you were smoking heavy on stage at Kushtalk. I mean, has that been part of the shtick the whole time on stage, smoking, burning, just that flavor in the studio the whole nine?
I mean, yeah, honestly.
That's the stick.
Once I started really getting into smoking, you know, it was kind of a little passion, you know. I actually used to smoke nicotine, too. I put that down. I'm all just about weed, like no nicotine or anything. I smoke like a backwood here and there with my gas, but it's cannabis, you know, all the way.
What makes you want to write a song? Do you like writing songs while you're smoking? I mean, how, you know, is that something that comes into play? Are you always smoking? Or?
I mean, I'm always smoking. Always. I'm high right now.
He's a high right now.
And that poppy that feel, too. And that poppy sound with that urban sound, is it something that you're getting in the mood, too? Because I feel like still it's still happy and positive. Like, your shit's not like...
I try and keep everything upbeat, like, it's happy, good vibes.
I'm smiling when I'm listening to your shit, but yet I'm still feeling something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm smiling, but I ain't feeling like no like poppy punk, either. I'm feeling like, I'm partying. I'm feeling like a good time.
Yeah, I mean, all my music is just supposed to be uplifting. That's make you feel good. Yeah. Like if you're smoking a J, you can just kick back.
Sell a dream. Like have fun.
And that's what's fun. Like, and is there like people, I know you've been a lot of this with the DMV artists, and I like that you're working with a lot of artists out of there.
For sure.
Are you looking to branch out? Is it open? Are you looking, hey guys, I'm in the West Coast right now. Holla at me.
Oh yeah, I've been networking with people since I was young. I came out to Cali like when I was 16 years old. Like I'm pretty sure Child Protective Services was trying to get me CPS, and my dad had to come out and get me because I was trying to come out here and make a network, trying to, you know, make shit happen. You know?
16.
Yeah, 16. Like,
I'm leaving right now.
CPS trying to get me and shit. I'm like, oh.
Dad, I'm leaving right now.
I can do it on my own. I'm out of here.
He had to come check me out. And then,
For real, Pops had to come get you back here.
Yeah, he had to come get me,
Nice.
Oh, so you've been trying to do it. You're like, I'm going to do it at 16. You left, and they had to come get you for real.
You know, I was like, kill. Like, me and my dad are on super good terms. We were hella close, you know, but I was like, damn, I got to find a way out. And I was like 16, so I was like, screw it, I'm going to just go.
Screw it, I'm out.
And as you came to Cali, I mean, have you collaborated with any big artists out here? I mean, who do
you want to do a record with?
Shit, probably Justin Bieber.
Check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Bring him in, Christian.
Justin
Bring him in.
Bieber!
That'd be
we're
so great.
We're just kidding,
I mean, of course you can see
got Bieber
too.
Here.
I mean, that's the funny part.
That's one of those ones I can't even be like, yo, Bieber, we could probably hook that up.
Are you connected close to him by any chance? Is there a separation?
It'll happen.
Actually, the girl who got me the Austin Mahone concert that I met, Elvis Duran, she does like PR and shit for JB and shit. But,
It'll happen. If it's natural, to do a record.
When the music happens and he hears it and he sees it. And that, you know,
everything's a process, honestly. Everything's just a work in progress. You know?
And you guys are doing all the videos out there. It looks like the videos that I've seen online are all around the DMV area as
well. For sure, we have a... Well, actually...
Are you out here now? You're in Cali, though?
Yeah.
Right,
you guys located in Cali, We're flying back to the East Coast to do the tour. We're going to start rehearsals on the 27th. We'll be all around to like, probably September, honestly, because we got some more shit to do in August and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Probably up to around that event, because we're going to... We booked the Sprinter to like, August 17th.
Okay.
So we're going to fly back here August like 20th, right in time,
That's good.
We better go to Vegas and then Miami after the tour, and then we have some more like festivals and shit we're going to do then.
You can come kick it with us in Adelanto then.
Yeah, definitely.
You'll be ready for the big Burning Trees Festival.
Yeah. The Burning Trees. Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be a good one. As we speak about Burning Trees, we like to talk about the high five with our Burning Trees guests who like to burn trees.
Yeah.
And if folks, you don't know who we're talking about, independent artist, you heard the song, Jack Hess, his new EP, Sweet Lies, is out now. His website, jackhesstour.com. Chef Apollo's with us. He's an artist and a chef. Don't get it twisted. He can cook and do that. And we're going to do the high five with both of you guys, all right? So I'm going to ask a question. We'll start with you, Jack, and then Chef Apollo, you answer the same question as well.
Okay.
And Chef Apollo, as you're an artist, though, before we get... Are you rapping, singing?
So, I'm not really an artist. Like, I dibble and dabble in music, but like...
Part of the team.
He's more of someone like... We were at the stew last night. He's more of someone like...
I like an A&R.
A ear, you know? Like, he's been around me, yeah, since forever. So, like, when we're in the studio, you know.
Knocks out emails, does all personal shit that needs to get done for the
team. Sound dope.
That's a good song or not, you know?
Oh, right.
Straight up stuff like that. Like,
yeah. What do you think of this?
Seriously, do you like this song? Because at the end of the day, I'm in a studio, engineer might not tell me, you know. I'm like, bro, does this suck?
He's going to keep it 100 with you.
Yeah, shit, I did, like, 15 songs last night, and, like, I'm not gonna lie, like five of them were whack. You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
I told them all nah. Scratch. Nah.
You know? You told them all nah. Yeah,
yeah, he's like, nah, bro. Like I can't smoke my J.
He's a real one.
Yeah.
You cutting them at the house? Where are you cutting them at?
What's up?
Where are you making the tracks?
Cutting your records at?
Oh shit, the studio.
Different producers. Who's making the beats?
Shit. I mean, yeah, I'll just have people send beats into my email.
Got you. Because you got already a following, so that people are already coming to the beats.
Someone listening right now, where should they send them if they want to mess with you?
Shit, Spotify.
Just go to your Spotify and they'll find you there and they
Spotify,
can send you speech.
Apple Music, any platform, honestly. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Well, let's get to this.
For the beats?
For sending you beats.
Oh, yeah, how for sure. You could just go and write into HessRecords.com, hit contact, send in whatever, you feel me? Get in contact with the record label, you feel me?
You said, yeah, feel me. Exactly.
You want an opportunity?
You want an opportunity? Hess Records.
And also, you know, we're always giving opportunities to artists in all cities. So if you have a friend and you can pull out a crowd, you know, they have some friends, all that. If you guys could pull out a crowd, bring some people to support you guys, I would love to have you guys open up for me on tour on a future city, you already know. So I'm looking to collab with everyone. I want to give an opportunity to everyone at home. If you guys have a friend who's an artist and you guys think that you guys can bring out a crowd and come support and come show love to that artist, then we'd love to have you guys love to work. So make sure to hit us up for sure.
That's what it's about, giving back. That's where you're going to do it, brother. High five right here, independent artist Jack Hess and Chef Apollo. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where did you get it from?
Shit. I got it from Apollo.
How old were you?
Wow.
If we really want to go into it.
How old?
He tried to smack my ass for 90 a gram.
He tried to hit him over the head for 90.
I didn't know. It was like middle school.
He offered me 90 a gram.
But, he was smacking people for 90 a gram. He was smacking for 90 a gram in middle school. So.
90 yeah. Apollo, 90 a gram?
I wasn't going for it though. Don't
they
get it twisted.
For it, so I was like, all right.
Actually, no. I think my first time I did cop a 90 a gram for like a GB. I paid for $90 for the GB because of Apollo. But after that, you know. But shit, I was in middle school and then, you know, I was just smoking here and there, trying it. But I really started getting into smoking, blowing down. Oh, wait, was that the question?
Yeah. Well, how old were you the first time you smoked? And where'd you get it from?
Yeah. There we go.
There you go. What about you, Apollo?
So my first time smoking, I was like 8. You know, my older brothers was like, you know, smoking. They left the room. I ran. I wanted to try what they were doing.
8. Like, just 8. Like, I was like 8.
I mean, they're 8. They left, and I grabbed it and smoked it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Freaked out.
That's great.
Question number 2 of the high five. What is your favorite way to use cannabis or smoke it?
Shit, backwood.
Backwood?
Yeah, backwood blunt. Both blunts.
All day?
Oh, both of you guys?
Backwoods, you know.
Straight, yeah.
I do vote, like, sheets, but, like, with, like, a tobacco in it, but, you know.
Okay, spliff.
Yeah, spliff, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you call it, a what?
Spliff.
Oh, I thought you called it a sheets or something.
Like a seat. You know, seen in front of.
Right. Question number 3 of the high five. Craziest place you ever used cannabis or smoked?
Shit. I had it in a plane. I don't know.
Yeah.
Plane?
That's a sketchy one.
I mean?
You know what I mean? I've done
get
it.
Get arrested?
I've done it. Yeah, I've done it.
What about you, Apollo?
A little hit, though. No.
On a field trip.
Oh,
in school?
High school?
Middle school.
Yeah.
I love you.
That's it. That's good.
No, actually middle.
Yeah. When I was middle school.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's even great. That's a lot crazier, actually, if you ask me. You're right. Little 8th grade badass.
Back of the bus.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just chilling, shit. Putting up bus, just chilling, smoking.
Apollo, can you put that out, please?
What?
I had it like a little J and like a little a McDonald's cup in a straw.
You did know? That one. Yeah.
So drinking funny. A cup.
Just the back of the cup. That's so great.
You put the straw.
In the cup, and you just smoke it from the cup. Yeah. A power hitter.
Question number 4 of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Shit. Probably just some candy.
Any kind of candy you like? Chocolate, hard candy. Yeah, let's pull out some right now. What do we got here? We got a lot of candy around
I'm usually fucking with some sour candy, you know.
Okay.
Watermelon ones, Gatorade, okay.
Yeah, for sure. Just eating some Gatorade, drinking some Gatorade, eating some sour candy, you already know.
Right?
I always keep a little sour candy in my drawer, and it's all gone right now.
It's so bad. He just got the little droid, pulls it out of
a
bag.
I always pull it out, and I just hand him a couple.
It's a grab bag, too. It's got a little bit of everything in it.
And I'm always like, here's a couple, and he puts his hand out, and
That's exactly what you described. Like, that's why
that,
I
saw that.
We eat it all the time. What about you, Apollo?
You know, I'm a chef, so I like cooking food. So after all, I smoke, like, I go down the kitchen and whip it up. I make, like, a little meal. Pasta, you know, like, some steaks, some chicken, whatever I have in the kitchen. I make
nice.
A real chef talking real recipes. I love that. Curry. Steak, curry. Oh, boy. Yeah. Question number five of the high five. Once again, folks, go see these guys on tour, jackhestour.com. If you could smoke any, if you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Shit, I'm trying to smoke with Snoop. Get a Jan or something.
Let's go, Snoopy.
I fuck with his energy. You feel me? He's like, you know, smoke, get out the room. You
I could see you doing a track with him in a heartbeat. That's going to be an easy call.
Yeah, that'd be lit.
Yeah. That's an easy one in my book. But what about you, Apollo?
A Gordon Ramsay, you know.
Yeah.
A chef?
Yeah, just because, like, you know, I want to, like.
You want to cook?
A shot on him.
Talk it out. Yeah, I see. I see the passion there. I like that.
Ramsay.
That fits you perfect. I love it.
Right?
That's a good one.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
And I can see you too, Jack, kicking it with a Snoopy, doing a song with
for
them.
Sure.
I can see you doing a song, dog, with everyone. Who are we fucking kidding? The vibe that you're creating and the sound that you're producing is on par to just blow up. I mean,
Where are you recording the records at? You're just doing them yourself?
Nah, studio in like, I think it's called like Studio City. It's a
oh, you're in the Valley.
Yeah. Right.
Whose studio is it?
Yeah, it's got to be some.
Who can't like?
It's at a regular. It's at a studio though.
Yeah, I just had the dude's phone number. I just pay him.
It's your boy. Yeah. Just what's up? Let's slide through.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's nice. You should remember his name.
Tech.
His name's Omar. Shout out to Omar.
Yeah, I was like, you should remember.
There's so many studios out there in that area in the Valley.
Honestly, I was renting it hella times, and then like. I didn't even know who I was renting it from, and then he just slid in last night, actually.
Yeah, he just slid in. He was
like,
night.
Yo, what's up, bro? Like, you know you've been renting a stew from me forever, right? I'm like, yo, what's up, bro?
Well, thank you. I don't know. I've just been sending money, whatever. I just need a place to record.
No, it's super nice, though. He got a nice-ass equipment.
So you just take over the board, or you bring an engineer with you? Or
he has an engineer.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Different engineers, and then
you're loading up the track. Oh, that's cool. That's good. Yeah, you should get
brings you
should,
back, huh?
Well, yeah, because you know, for me, you know, I'm thinking, okay, you got like Battle Cats, or you've got you know Black Tovin, or you've got DJ. I mean, you got David Salas, you got David Salas Jr. You know, what I mean, like all these different producers, producers Darren Vegas. I mean, I could sit here and name off about 70 different platinum artists that that produce and engineer
Fred
records. Fred Rex,
I mean, in the Valley.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah, there's so many of these producers that we know, DJ Mustard,
King
you know.
Tech out there in the Valley.
I mean, there's
right
just
there.
A bunch of them. So when I think of that, I'm thinking you should be in that loop. You got to get into that loop.
I almost want to help him out and give him all these contacts. We got.
Yeah. We'll
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Older OGs that we know and produce. And
yeah,
help
they got records ones. Too, though, and they're really, really good. So is there anything that we didn't cover, man, that you guys want to talk about? And just feel free to let us know now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I would just say come see us on tour. Come check us out. We're heading to a lot of cities, sitting near you. So check out jackhestour.com right now, and also check out my new EP Sweet Lies on all platforms, so you can go check it out. There's two songs on there, Break Too Hard, Always Wrong. So go stream those songs, come see us on tour. We're gonna turn up, and
well, appreciate you, brother, and you guys definitely turn up, bring the energy on stage. You rocked it at Chris Stark 2020. Let us know when we're somewhere where we can see you, because I know you're going back to the East Coast and your tour. When you're on the West Coast, we definitely want to come and support.
Appreciate
anything
it.
We could do, man. This is your home, seriously.
Thank you.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this, if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.